hearing that reports there in the last few days that EPA are saying and that there isn't that many farm inspections taking place in Sligo. And I also think the Sligo County Council are saying that, you know, they're putting more money into this inspection scheme for the EPA and maybe inspect more farmers. But as far as I know, and it's a good thing to say, that County Sligo, like a lot of western counties, don't have an issue with water qualities and, you know, water, you know, poor water coming off farms, because this part of the country is pretty extensive by and large, and there is no problem by and large with, you know, water quality emanating from farm yards or all that type of thing, because farmers do a very good job in their yards and everything is nice and tidy, silage pits, repairs, everything else. So there is no, if there was a problem with farmers and farmers' yards causing problems for water, it would be picked up very fast by the monitoring that's done around the county and in all over the country indeed. It would be different down in the Golden Vale and places like that where it's more intensive and there's, you know, more work or things going on, more stocking rates and everything else. So it would be more monitored, but I don't think it's a problem in Sligo, being honest. And I'm proud to say, as chairman of IFA, that farmers in County Sligo are doing a very good job at their monitoring and watching water quality.
And just to push on from that point, if there are, you know, farmers in the area, just wondering how, you know, they can go about just improving things. I understand there is a meeting coming up as well shortly, isn't there?
Yes, indeed. We have a county executive in the Sligo Park at 8:30, actually tonight, Wednesday night at 8:30. So I'd encourage any farmer or all farmers to come along to the Sligo Park, where we have a lady there, Siobhan Ward. She's a consultant, does a lot of work on farms and for farmers. And any questions in relation to water quality or whatever the EPA are talking and Sligo Council are dealing with, she'll be well capable of answering those questions and what it might mean for farmers maybe next year and into the future. So, yeah, I'd encourage all farmers to come along to the Sligo Park this evening at 8:30, where we can discuss all those things.